Good morning. Oh, yes, I'm on. So anyone doesn't know me, I'm Chris Caudle. I volunteer with our kids ministry and am part of our all-age ministry. And this morning, we are talking about new beginnings, which at the end of a year, end of an old year, looking forward to a new year, seems like a good thing to talk about. So when we think about new beginnings, what do you think about? Do you think about a newborn baby with a whole life ahead of them, full of promise and love, a story yet unwritten? Do you think about a bulb that's planted and looks dead all winter, only to bloom beautifully in the spring? Do you think about a caterpillar that makes its chrysalis and then bursts out as a beautiful butterfly? Or at this time of year, as you're looking forward, do you think about the new year? Are you someone that makes New Year's resolutions? Do you write your list of things? Be healthier, go to the gym, work out sometimes, give up a bad habit, read the Bible more, learn Bible verses, full of promise for the new year? Or like me, do you not write New Year's resolutions because you know that 2 or 3 days down the line, you're going to be beating yourself up because you have already messed up and not kept any of them? Or are you just so fixed on the here and now, or so fixed in the last year, and you're so tired and you're so fed up and you're so worn down that you can't even think about the next day, never mind the next year? Taking the next step is all you can do every day. It's good to look back. It's good to look back on the last year. It's good to look back on our decisions and the things that have happened. And it's good to learn from them. But it's not good to live back there and dwell on them. Sometimes I think we're like the Israelites. The Israelites were slaves in Egypt. And miraculously, God led them out of Egypt. Where was he taking them? He was taking them to the promised land. He himself was leading them to the promised land. But do you think they were happy about that? No. They were in the desert and all they could do was grumble. Numbers 11, 17. The Israelites are in the desert. God is providing them manna to eat. And what do they say? If only we had meat to eat. We should have stayed in Egypt. We were better off in Egypt. They were slaves in Egypt. Were they better off in Egypt? God is taking them to the promised land. And all they can think about is the meat they ate in Egypt. Now why? Why do they keep looking back? What is it that keeps them in Egypt, even though they're no longer there? Well, I think a lot of it is about familiarity and comfort. They knew what to expect in Egypt. They may have been slaves, but it was predictable. It was comfortable in the routine. But here they've stepped out and nothing is comfortable and everything is new and they don't understand so much of it. And because they're focused back here in Egypt, they fail to see the plan that God has ahead for them. They fail to see that the promised land would be just around the corner if they would only trust God. So, what keeps us in Egypt? What's our Egypt? What's our past? What's our present? What is it that stops us from taking that step of faith? Well, I'm going to be honest with you, because church is a place where we should be honest with each other. Because we all sit there in our chairs every week and we look around and we think, everyone's got their life together but me. Why am I the only one that doesn't have my life together? Why are there so many perfect Christians and then there's me? Well, let me tell you what keeps me where I am, what my struggle is. Because I look back to my past, to a happy marriage, to comfort, to security, to love, to familiarity. And I keep my eyes focused on that because that's where I'm comfortable. And what keeps me now, right here, in the present? Hurt, disappointment, rejection. And it keeps me right here. But what if for 1 second I would let go of that and take a step of faith towards God? I love our Bible reading today. I love Isaiah 43. I felt like God had given me this verse. And it says, forget the former. Do not dwell in the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a path in the wilderness and a stream in the wasteland. God, you are making a path for me through my wilderness right now. Do I not perceive it? No, I don't perceive it. Why don't I perceive it? Is that God's fault? No, that's my fault. Because I'm too busy back here in Egypt to look and see what God is doing for me right now. A new thing. So what's your Egypt? What's your Egypt? What keeps you where you are? Hurt? Anger? Disappointment? Unforgiveness? Sickness? You know, it doesn't even have to be a bad thing that keeps us stuck where we are. Sometimes it's comfort. Sometimes it's familiarity. Sometimes you're just in a good place in life. And that's good. But don't let that close your eyes to what God's next best thing is for you. Sometimes I think it's fear that holds us back. Fear that we won't know what God is calling us to. Fear that we'll get it wrong. Fear that we will step out and fail. Who likes to fail? None of us. But you know what? God knows. God knows that we are going to fail. God knows that we are not perfect. Lamentations 3, 18 and 19 says, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. So mercies, what are mercies? It's when God could choose to punish us and instead forgives us. It's when someone can do something bad to us but chooses not to. So God knows that we're going to mess up. God knows we're going to make mistakes. And you know what? This is what he does. He opens his arms and he's waiting for us. So a lot of you probably know the story of the prodigal son. But let's take a quick look at it and the three main characters. Because we have the prodigal son. So he takes his father's wealth, his inheritance, and he leaves. He makes poor choices. He wastes his father's money. And he ends up feeding pigs. And it's while he's feeding these pigs, he thinks to himself, my father's servants are treated better than this. I think I'm going back to my father and I'm going to beg his forgiveness and ask if I can be his servant. That's the first character. Then you have the second character, who is his father. Now, his father gave him his inheritance. He let him go out and make his poor choices. But he was there waiting for him when he got back. He didn't think, oh, here's my son, let's make him my servant. No, he ran to him with his arms open wide. He embraced him and loved him and threw a huge party for him. He was so happy to have his son back. And then there's a third character in this story, and that's the other brother, who never left home, but is just as sinful as the brother that did. Because he's there, and he's angry, and he's unforgiving, and he's jealous, and he needs the father's forgiveness just as much as the other brother. But instead, he's there doing this. So where are you in this story? Obviously, God is the Father. God gives us our gifts, our talents, our life, the very breath we breathe. And he also gave us free will. So we take everything that God has given us and we go make our choices. Have we squandered what God has given us? Have we wasted our gifts? Have we wasted our talents? Have we chosen to use them for something other than glorifying God? Or are we like the other brother? And we're here, but we're still not close to the Father because we've let things get in the way. We've let our anger and our jealousy and our pain. We've let all these things build up and we're no longer close to God. But whoever you identify with in the story, God is still God. And God is still there. And God still has his arms open. And God still wants to forgive you. And God still wants to be close to you and be in a relationship with you. The wonderful thing about God is your new beginnings don't only happen at the beginning of a new year. Every day, every single day is a new beginning with God. And you know what? Sometimes every single minute. Because every minute we can choose to turn back to God. Every foul thought we have, every bad habit, every time we fail, all we've got to do is look back at God and he's waiting for us. So where's your new beginning this year? Where today are you going to make that new beginning? If there's anyone that doesn't know Jesus as their savior and their friend, that is the greatest new beginning. That is the new beginning that you need today. Because that baby that was born on Christmas, Jesus, grew up to lead a perfect life. He grew up and chose to die on the cross for our sins. He chose to take the penalty for our sins. He died. But he didn't stay dead. He was raised to life. He came back. He defeated death so that we could be in a relationship with him, with God. And now he's in heaven with God. But let me tell you, he has sent his Holy Spirit to be with us. And if you have never made that decision to follow Jesus, you are missing out on the best friend you will ever have. Because you can have great friends, but your friends are not there 24 hours a day. Jesus is there for us 24 hours a day. He is the greatest confidant. He will never leave you. He will never tell you you're being dumb. Sometimes he will move you in the right direction. Sometimes he will stop you wallowing. But he's going to be the one that brings you peace and comfort. Make that your new beginning if you don't know him. What about if we do know him and we have just chosen to not be as close to him as maybe we once were? Maybe we've let the busyness of life, maybe we've let the comfort of life get in the way. Maybe we've let all those things that we've talked about today, hurt and jealousy and anger, get in the way. So if that's the case, make your new beginning today a chance to get closer to God, to put those things away and to look forward to God. What about fear? If it is fear that is holding you back, take that step of faith today. Remember that God is going to catch you. If you are fearful and you fall, he is still going to catch you. You are never going to fall so far that God is not there for you. So take some time today. Think about your new beginnings. I'm going to close us in prayer. If anyone would like to pray, come up and pray with me, because I am not praying as a person that has got their life together. I am praying as a person that is desperate to move on with God. And if after the service you want to speak to someone or you want to pray, please come up front and find us. Because this is what a church is for. We do life together. We don't come here on a Sunday and listen to someone preach and go off again for the rest of the week. We're here to love and support each other. And I want to love and support you. So if any of you needs to talk and needs to tell your story, come tell it. And we'll pray with you. And we'll lead you to the person that can give you a perfect peace. We'll lead you to Jesus, where all our hope comes from. Let's pray. Father God, Abba, Daddy, Lord, my King, thank you that you are a God of new beginnings. Thank you that you are a God who loves us unconditionally. Lord, I pray today that we would forget former things and not dwell in the past, that we would choose to look forward to what you have planned for us, that, Lord, we would choose to step out free of fear to your promised land for us. Keep our eyes focused on you, Lord. Thank you for your word that teaches and instructs us. Thank you for your church that builds us up and supports us. Lord, we give you ourselves today and pray for the start of new beginnings. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, amen.